Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears were back at practice today as they begin prepping for Tampa Bay in week two. Here's quarterback Mike Glennon at Halas Hall.
I don't think necessarily show any one thing in particular. I just would love to win. I mean, to get back to 1-1 would be is the ultimate goal. Doesn't really come down to showing them anything. I just want to have a winning performance and help our team get back to 1-1.
Linebacker Jarrell Freeman will need surgery on his torn pectoral muscle. He's likely out for the season. As for the rest of the Bears, Benny Cunningham did not practice with an ankle injury today. Quarterback Prince Amukamara, defensive back Deion Bush, offensive lineman Kyle Long, wide receiver Marcus Wheaton, and running back Jordan Howard among those who are limited. Brian Urlacher, one of the newly eligible for the Hall of Fame, along with Ray Lewis and Randy Moss. This year's class will be chosen in February. In baseball, John Lester takes the mound tonight. Matt Harvey will go for New York. Cubs have a 2-game lead over the Cardinals, a 2.5-game lead over the Brewers in the NL Central. Wilson Contreras back behind the plate tonight to catch John Lester. Pre-game with Mark Gordy starts at 6:30. The White Sox beat the Royals today 5-3 at Kauffman Stadium. Lucas Giolito got the start. He gave up just one run on 4 hits over 6 1/3. But it was Juan Minaya who wound up getting the win in relief. Sox got RBI from Adam Engel, Tyler Saladino, and Avi Garcia in this one. Elsewhere in baseball, Cleveland beat Detroit today and set the AL record for consecutive wins with 21. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Join 670 The Score on Dos Equis Street Teams for game day greatness at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb this Saturday from 11 until 1 o'clock p.m. Come win some great prizes like a big screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
We asked for him, we got him.
Todd and Gardner. You're on the Score.
I'm thinking the Browns are going to have the most lopsided defeat week one. Kaiser's not ready to play. They've got no corners, and on top of that, they're old. Garrett's out. The receivers are on par with the Bears. Other than that, hey, they got two first-round picks. Those poor guys, God bless their souls. They don't know what's coming for them, but yay football.
Hub Arkish,
that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com also on Facebook Live for all the weirdos that like watching us do our thing. If you're just getting into your cars, we've been talking about a lot of stuff, and now it's time for us to get back into some football, because this is the day that we hand Hub over to the people.
Careful with your phraseology there. Because about that, too.
Yeah.
Hub is on
the God,
Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You all set for the folks?
I'm ready.
All right, good. We will start with Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Hi, guys. Before I get to my question, I'd like to pass the props to the family of Frank Vincent, a really great character actor. And if anybody wants to get a good chuckle, just pull his bio from IMDb and read through the names of the characters he played. I found one, a movie, 1999, called Net Force, where he played a guy called Johnny Stompato. And, I mean, it's just a bunch like that. So that could be a segment for you guys.
Love you, Frank.
Through time, true multifaceted backs. The great runner with true wideout skills has been key to a number of winning franchises and post-war pro football. Lenny Moore with the late 50s, early 60s Colts. Keith Lincoln with the 60s Chargers. Marshall Faulk with the greatest show on turf, Ram, at the turn of this past century, were big contributors to championship teams. Despite this, that multidimensional back never reached the level of a pro football great white Buffalo. You could still win a championship with a good runner who could pass protect and at least catch some dump-off throws if you had a great defense, QB, O-line, and some impact receivers. But with so many teams tilting towards more cover guys and less hole pluggers willing to bloody their noses to stop the run on their rosters, will we see this equation change? What we saw with Kareem Hunt versus the Patriots and Tariq Cohen against the Falcons, is that just a one-off or part of a new wave? Will that special back that can really exploit NFL roster weaknesses become a must-have like the big wideout became with broad adoption of West Coast offenses in the 90s?
Wow.
Well, I've got that
might be an all-timer.
That's like, that's hold your lighter up for like the power ballad in the middle of the rock show.
Just sway with it.
I don't know. Keep your lighter in the air.
Wow.
Believe it or not, I am
great
familiar,
performance.
And I am familiar with Frank Vincent, who is a great character actor.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't remember Johnny Stompato, so I got to check that out.
We have to do that, though. I've got to go read the IMDb character names.
You know, listen, I think every team would like to have a Kareem Hunt or a Tariq Cohen right now. They are not a new phenomena. I think that the Chiefs were starting to go there last year with Tyreek Hill, although from the wideout position, putting him in the backfield as opposed to a back, putting him at wideout. And I think in some respects they're a different kind of extension of a Le'Veon Bell or a David Johnson, you know, these backs who are as much a factor in the passing game as they are the running game. So it's really about there's a trend right now to finding these incredible athletes who could almost play either position and really are just anchored from one spot or the other. You know, the ultimate answer to your question, Frank, is I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, look at how the Patriots won the Super Bowl last year. It was James White. Yeah, I mean, granted, it was Tom Brady and it was, you know, Dante Hightower and a lot of other people. But if James White, who is the kind of player you're talking about, doesn't have three touchdowns in that game, both running and catching, they don't win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's here. Everybody is looking for that guy. And these two rookies that we saw last weekend, it just looks like the Chiefs and the Bears have found a couple kids who may be special in that role.
NIU Dave is out today. He's on the Score with Hub.
Hey, guys, that was a great hearing Terry earlier, by the way. I cannot wait to get the book.
Mm-hmm.
Hub, I want to talk to you about one aspect of protection for players in the NFL that really was really kind of caught my eye last week. As you know, every year we get more and more rules protecting the quarterbacks. However, last week, in two consecutive plays, the Chiefs punter was hit. The second play, both of his legs were hit, and they were both five-yard penalties. Can you tell me a little bit about two questions? First of all, have the rules changed about roughing the punter, roughing the kicker? And secondly, do you know, did Kansas City submit any of that tape to the league for review? Thank you very much.
Well, the rules were changed about 12, 14 years ago. It used to just be if you ran into the kicker, it was roughing the kicker. And then they did go out of their way to try and specify the difference between running into the kicker, which is the five-yard penalty, and roughing the kicker, which is you know almost like a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty or is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and it's 15 yards. Would the Chiefs submit those plays thinking they should have been of the 15-yard variety than the five? I would think they might if they agree. I didn't think either one was egregious. I understood why they were fives instead of 15s. And quite frankly, I think it's a good rule. It's kind of like the argument for the college pass interference rule. I'm not sure that teams should be awarded 40 or 50-yard penalties with some of the gray area of how some of those calls are made. Maybe it should be a 15-yarder, but that was the thinking or the logic behind coming up with the two different roughing calls. And, you're going to get the debate every once in a while as to whether they called the right variety, but that's the reason for the rule.
We've got some news here before we get to the next call, and it's funny, while we had Anthony Heron on, we got the Bears injury report, and I mentioned that it was nice to see that Jordan Howard's name was not on there after they said that he had suffered a shoulder injury, and he was not listed as being at all limited in practice today. Well, the Bears have just filed an amended version of their injury report. It now has Jordan Howard listed as limited participation in practice due to a shoulder injury. So I don't know how that slipped through the cracks or how such things happen, Hub, but initially he was not listed when the report first came out, and now he has been listed.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how or why. Obviously, limited participation is a somewhat vague description. You know, what qualifies as limited? It could be that the Bears' initial position was, well, he didn't do everything, but he did more than what our limited guys normally do, and then they went back and rethought it. So it's not the first time this has ever happened. It's not commonplace, but these injury reports do get amended sometimes, and it is disappointing to see that he's on there, although limited participation, obviously a lot better than did not participate.
Here's Todd and Gardner. He's on the Score with Hub.
Afternoon, gentlemen. And real quick, Jason, I'm glad you made that comment about watching you guys on the webcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to you guys, but I tried watching it once, and it was about as exciting as those people that have cams on their pets when they're at work. I mean, yeah,
that's enough, Todd.
There's not a lot going on.
All right, Todd, that's enough. Don't mess with my money. I won't mess with yours. What do you got for Hub?
Okay, anyway, sorry. All right, well, yeah, here's my Browns questions. I got two of them for you, Hub. One, Danny Shelton, what's the story? He's buried, they list him third on the depth chart. I only saw him, I think, one snap. I didn't know for sure. And then the other question, is that just out of town looking for a story? There was some reports about how they're divided between Hugh Jackson and the management and, you know, accumulating with the prior move, which, by the way, that's why I'm so negative. If you remember last week, I was all high on Pryor, and the very next day he gets into a fight and they cut him. And Joe Thomas is like, I've never seen that before. So that's why I don't give any praise to any Browns players, because I don't know what I'm doing. But those are my two comments. So guys, keep it up and keep chasing those little fuzzy mice around the desk or whatever. So have a good one.
This guy is a complete stroke.
Well, that's what Browns football has done it to him. He was normal.
And, he was?
He was completely normal, dude.
And then the Browns did it to him?
Yeah,
the
Browns ruined his brain. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, there's some interesting stuff in there, actually, because there's no question that Hugh Jackson was really upset when the front office decided to save $6 million and cut Joe Hayden. It was a move that made no sense. So I think that's what Todd may be referring to when he talks about, is that just out of town stuff, or is there a real issue there? Now, you know, it appears that Sashi Brown and Paulie DePodesta are in control of that franchise, and that, you know, Hugh Jackson probably has more roster authority than most coaches, but he doesn't want to, you know, draw a line in the sand and do a him or me thing with Jim Haslam over that, because, you know, Haslam's kind of married to this goofy front office setup he's got, and there are issues there. There's no question about it. They weren't on the same page with the Joe Hayden move. A lot of people didn't understand why they didn't re-sign the wide receiver, Terrell Pryor. Mm-hmm. Todd was referring to Kelvin Pryor, the former high draft pick at safety who busted out, who they signed and then cut rather quickly. Joe Thomas is one of the most solid veteran leaders in the league, and so when he speaks, everybody's going to listen. So I don't think it's a big issue at the moment, Todd, but it is worth keeping an eye on. I think Hugh Jackson, and I've said this before about Hugh Jackson when he was in Oakland, their reputation is a little bit of a politician, and you know, a pretty good football coach on offense. I don't know if he's a great head coach, but he's a guy who likes the microphone. He likes to try and use the media, and there may be some of that going on there too. And then finally, I'm smiling when you ask about Danny Shelton, because I remember how badly Bears fans wanted him, and people were mad at me for saying not so sure. And I don't think he's a bad football player, but Danny Shelton's got a bad habit of only showing up for somewhere between 20 to 40 minutes of a 60-minute game. And I think that Hugh Jackson is trying to teach him a lesson right now, because he's had moments where he can be dominant, and then he's had periods where he disappears, and that's why he has fallen out of favor at the moment in Cleveland.
This segment has been brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. More with Hub. Your questions. He belongs to you today. 312-644-6767. We'll all listen in and learn a little bit about NFL football on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute. Kobe Bryant is going to be immortalized in Lakers history as the team has decided to retire not one, but both of his storied game jerseys and hang them from the rafters of the Staples Center. At first, this seems silly, because who really cares whether his number 8 or number 24 that gets hung, as long as it's his name on the back marking his achievements. But then you remember who we're talking about. We're referring to a man who was, slash is, so cocky that he named himself, quote, Black Mamba. A man so hard-headed that he couldn't get along with one of the greatest centers in the history of the game in Shaquille O'Neal over petty jealousies despite winning back-to-back-to-back titles. But he was a player who on any given day could drop 50 while staring the soul out of his opponent. A five-time champion deserving of two retired numbers? Kobe Bryant would definitely think so. I'm Tiki Barber.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and check deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you have student loans, listen up, because David has great news. Fannie Mae recently loosened their lending rules to make it easier to refinance your student loan debt into your mortgage. This will enable homeowners with student loans to refinance their loans into a new mortgage and substantially lower monthly payments. For example, the payment on $100,000 in student loans is approximately $1,200 a month. Converting $100,000 of student loans into a 30-year fixed mortgage would lower the payment approximately $700 a month. It's never been easier to roll your student loans into your mortgage. So if you'd like to find out how you can refinance your student loans into your mortgage, pick up the phone and call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 1918.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Every morning I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Handley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
ExitTeam.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus doesn't get any better than this.
That's right. You're talking to Hub Arcus here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. Let's get back to those phone lines.
We will do so in Bensonville with Matt on The Score with Hub Arcus.
Hey, fellas. Hub. Going into last week, I was surprised to hear how high the expectations were for the Patriots. As you saw, some pundits had them going 19-0, but one expert on this station predicted them on having, or expected them on having, a record-setting offense. Seeing what they did against the Chiefs last week, what are your expectations for the Pats the rest of the way? Thanks, guys.
You know, Matt, I've kind of half-kidded and half-seriously said of the Pats going into last week, I had them going 12-4. Now I've got them at 13-3. I just wouldn't worry too much about it. Yeah, they didn't look very good. You got to remember, though, it was just in the fourth quarter that the Chiefs got away from them. They led that game throughout. Their offense did some things. They made a lot of changes during the offseason. They are notorious for figuring things out and adjusting the first few weeks of the season, and I think you'll see the same thing all over again. There's plenty of talent on that football team. Now, the question is going to be that knee injury to Dante Hightower. What I've heard is that they don't think it's terribly serious. He's probably the one guy on that defense they can't be without for an extended period of time. But other than that, I didn't see anything that I don't think they'll figure out. They've got to get the right role for Brandon Cooks. They've got to get who's going to get those Julian Edelman targets. They got to settle on one of those running backs. As good as Gillislee looked, he did get stopped on fourth down twice. But Belichick always figures these things out. So for me, they're still the front runner in the AFC and probably in the NFL. But now we'll watch the next couple weeks and see how long it takes them to get on a roll.
In Downers Grove, Eric, you're on the score.
Hey, Hub. Thank you for taking my call. I got a two-part question. The first part is that do most NFL players hate Roger Goodell as much as some of the media outlets make it seem like they do?
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, you know, I don't like to use the word hate, you know, but there's no question that he is not well respected amongst players. Now, I don't know what part two of your question is, but I should point out the Players Association and DeMaurice Smith are not that much less disliked by the players than Goodell. They're just happy with the whole situation in the CBA right now.
And Vince in Melrose Park on the score.
Hello, boys. I have kind of a two-parter. The first one is they're both regards to Andrew Luck. At what point or what would have to happen for the hype around Andrew Luck to just be that, which is hype? You know, he's been injured the last couple of seasons and the Colts haven't been doing that well. And then also, where are the Indianapolis Colts with regards to their future with Andrew Luck? Are they going to start to consider a future without him, or are they more of the perspective of he's going to be our guy for the next 8 to 10 years, so the last couple of years really are relevant? You know, where are they at with that?
Well, Vince, I don't think anything about Andrew Luck has been hype. I mean, when he's been healthy, you can see that he's got the ability to be the next elite passer in the NFL. He's had seasons and parts of seasons and games like that. I've seen him play a few of the best games I've ever seen an NFL quarterback play. So it's not hype. It's about him being healthy. Now, as far as his health, he is rehabbing from shoulder surgery on his throwing shoulder. So, again, I don't think they're worried that this is career-threatening or anything like that. It's just been slower coming back. It's not unlike the Kyle Long injury. It was a serious injury, a serious surgery, and they're being careful with him because of his tremendous value. So there's no question that, and Jim Irsay has been adamant about this as recently as the other day. He talked about it again. They're very happy to have Andrew Luck as their quarterback for the next decade or more. They're trying to get him healthy. As far as where the ball club is at, I thought Chris Ballard in one offseason had a pretty good first crack at it. It's obvious now we can see that they did underestimate the rehab process for Luck. If they had felt this was a possibility, they would have traded for Jacoby Brissett a month earlier than they did. But that's an easy mistake for even the best of GMs to make. I think the early indications with Ballard is that he had a pretty good offseason in free agency. We'll see about the draft. But I think that they're not rebuilding, but they're retooling, and I think that they figure that they can be competitive as soon as next year, years after, if Luck is healthy. I think this year is kind of a wash because Luck is not the only problem.
In Aurora, it's Mike. Mike's on the score.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
I just had a question about the O-line and wide receivers and also the quarterback. The O-line, I think they played pretty well. Receivers, yeah, it's pretty obvious. But what concerned me the most was Glennon. I know he can't move, but, I mean, it kind of kills me because it just seems closing his eyes and just taking sacks. And I'm wondering, like, Trubisky in there, he's going to move around. He's going to extend the play, which would also help the receivers. I'm curious if the Bears are even noticing that or considering even doing anything about it.
You gonna put them on a razor? What are we doing? Put them on a unicycle? How are they gonna change how fast he is? Yeah, well, whatever.
I don't mean to laugh at your question.
I do.
Well, yeah, it's you were obviously watching a different game. We know that Mike Glennon isn't an athlete, and Mike Glennon is not mobile in the pocket. But with his limitations, he played really well Sunday, and he was a big part of the reason that they had a chance to win the game on the last four plays of the game. So this is going exactly according to plan. They wanted to see what Mike Glennon could do. Mike Glennon is starting to show some signs that there are some things he can do well. Again, nobody wants to be the game manager, but that's kind of the category he's going to fall in. He's not the athlete that Trubisky is. In the meantime, very excited about Trubisky. Better athlete, better arm than most of us thought, you know, now that we've seen a little bit of it, but also a long way to go and a lot to learn. So I don't think there is anything to do about that. Mike Glennon gave them a chance to win Sunday, and to criticize his play is, you must have been watching a different game.
Yeah, Hub, what are you going to do about Tariq Cohen's height?
I don't see anybody doing anything about that.
What? That was awesome. That was a call again next week. Guy's been in the league for 4 years now. He's in 5 years.
I know. Here's Greg and Lamont. He's on the score. Greg.
What up, Greg?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, it seems like overall the quality of O-line play in the NFL is declining every year, and I don't know why that is. Is it primarily because they're out there just pass blocking more and it takes more out of you? Is it because there's more guys in college that are choosing other positions that are that size, you know, more on the D-line because those guys, you know, you get paid better? It seems like they're in the highlights more. I have really no idea why. I was just curious.
Well, Greg, I don't know if I agree with your premise. This is my 40th year on the beat, and I'll give you three lines, the Dallas Cowboys, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Oakland Raiders, that are all amongst the better lines I've seen. I mean, the Cowboys line, you know, nothing can ever live up to the hype when it gets crazy, but they're really good. And Pittsburgh and Oakland are not far behind. I'd probably take Pittsburgh's groups over Oakland, and there's a few other good ones too. I think the Bears line has a chance to be very good if Kyle Long becomes the player that he was prior to those injuries and all the position shifting. So I'm not so sure that offensive line play isn't better.
However, there have been coaches, Hub, that I've heard talk about padded practices and overall function of practice time. Mm-hmm. And I think Olin Krutz and Big Cat have discussed it as well. I'm sure you've heard, just saying that there is something to it, that particular group learning to play together, and that sometimes the teams that are able to practice more together can come together more easily.
Well, and especially guys who know the game know. As a matter of fact, I think Kat talked about it in the post game Sunday. We were on the stream. I know, so I heard it on the radio, but please get us on the stream because we're going to be there again this week, by the way, yes, at the 670thescore.com. Pregame on the radio, post game on the stream. But Kat was talking about the fact, and I've talked about this through the years from talking to guys like Olin and Kat and a lot of other great offensive linemen I've been lucky enough to work with. There is no unit on an NFL team that is more dependent on teamwork, timing, and so now you go right to practice time in order to be successful. And that's why these lines start to come together 3, 4, 5, 8 weeks into the season. So that is a big deal. But going back to the initial premise of the question, I'm not sure I remember a time when there were more exciting young left tackles in the NFL than there are right now. As a matter of fact, they're so good that some of them are playing right tackles. So I don't think that I'm not worried about line play so much. It's about some of the gimmicky offensive, some of the lack of practice time. There's other things that are feeding it, but I think offensive line play is going to be fine.
I like Cleveland. I like what Cleveland did with their line in the offseason, too.
They brought in a
Zeitler,
lot of talent.
Yeah, Sean Coleman. They got some nice pieces up there as well.
Hub, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, do something about Mike Glenn's speed.
Yeah, please. Make him faster.
That's Hub Arkish. It's on next on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Scoreboard update.
5:32 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs are looking to take two in a row from the Mets tonight at Wrigley Field. John Lester gets the start against Matt Harvey. Lester 5-3 with a 4.60 ERA at Wrigley this year. The Cubs lead over St. Louis in the NL Central, currently stands at 2 games. Wilson Contreras back with John Lester for this one. He's still not likely to play the entire game. Cubs also announcing they'll start Jen Hosang against the Mets tomorrow and move Mike Montgomery to the bullpen. Pregame with Mark Gordy starts tonight at 6:30. White Sox beat the Royals today 5-3 at Kauffman Stadium. Lucas Giolito got the start. He gave up just one run on four hits over 6 1/3. But it was Juan Minaya who wound up getting the win in relief. Sox got RBIs from Adam Engel, two actually, Tyler Saladino and Avi Garcia. Bears were back at practice today as they begin prepping for Tampa Bay. Benny Cunningham did not practice with an ankle injury. Cornerback Prince Amukamara, defensive back Deion Bush, offensive lineman Kyle Long, wide receiver Marcus Wheaton, and running back Jordan Howard were all limited. Brian Urlacher, one of the newly eligible for the Hall of Fame, along with Ray Lewis and Randy Moss. This year's class will be announced in February. Anthony Heron has been eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame since 2010.
I'm voting for him.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Brian Urlacher.
Next Cubs game on the score is brought to you. Oh, jeez.
Update machine.
Whatever. Cubs starts at 6:30.
Yes, it does.
This is the score station.
Brian Urlacher.
So now, I guess it's on.
Oh, yeah.
It's on. Oh, it's on.
It's on. Oh, no, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Brian Urlacher.
No, Brian Urlacher is not on. He's not on the TV machine. All right. So we got Cubs. Just cut it out. We got Cubs.
Texter earlier said he can't stop adding machines.
Yeah, and now he's got his seventh grade son doing the same thing.
And it works for everything.
Yes, it's a versatility machine. All right. So we got It's On.
Sack machine.
Stop it.
Brian Urlacher.
Cubs Mets will be on the television. But I think I found a new show, Dan Bernstein.
Oh, no.
Don't do that to me. The Deuce. HBO's new show about sexploitation and the sex trade in the 70s in New York. Ooh. and the growing porn industry in the 80s in New York.
You can grow porn?
Yes. Yes, you can use certain lamps.
I know there's a porn growing industry.
I love
lamp. It's a sex comedy.
Yeah, I love lamp. Yeah, and of course, one of my favorite shows as of late, Snowfall. Every Wednesday on FX. Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah. So I'll be checking
that out.
Wait a minute,
Jay. Sell the Deuce, man. It's David Simon, creator of The Wire and Tremaine. Yeah.
Franco. Yeah. James Franco is in there.
Oh, there's Franco Harris. No. He's got this Joe Pa cutout with him.
Every scene.
I'm just looking for some answers. I have to find answers.
You're an idiot. Yes, David Simon is involved. So, yeah. And the lighting. We talked about lighting yesterday with Insecure. The way it was shot. I mean, it's the first... The pilot episode will take you places where you're like, oh my God, like it feels grimy.
But it's a drama. It's not a documentary.
No, it's a drama. It's going to be a series here. And I enjoyed checking it out last night. I may rewatch it because the lady didn't watch it with me. So, you know, you got to get her on board before you're watching things by yourself. And she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, get out the room if you want to watch it. So, yeah. So, yeah.
You half watch it.
I'll be watching that and Snowfall and Cubs and Mets. That's about it.
I'm Cubs and Mets unless they try to take the television from me. Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God. It's like, you know they've been ravaged by injuries, but just watching that outfit.
They've also apparently been ravaged by, like, disease and animals. Right? They're not being
Terry
fed.
Collins has got a stick. He's just poking guys.
They're constantly being attacked by ferrets.
Can we eat Juan Lagares yet? is his carcass rotten yet?
David Wright has dysentery. He's died.
Yeah, it's Oregon Trail with the New York Mets. Yes. Jose Reyes got smallpox.
There's, like, the Shackleton expedition.
Oh, dude, it's just, yeah, that Mets thing. God, good grief. Good googly moogly. This is one of those joints where you just sit back, relax. Well, and
Jason Gough quoting Frank Zappa. They're so real bad.
Well, it's better than wavy gravy.
My guy.
All right, what are you watching? You said Cubs Mets.
It's easy. I'm easy.
All right, well, I don't want
to
do this.
Why are we messing up the order? Let's go to Shep.
Yeah, Shep, go ahead. I'm sorry. Shep?
Well, Cubs will be on for me. That's what will be on my television. Mm-hmm. But my wife has informed me that the wall that I painted is apparently two different colors, but it does not look like two different colors to me. So I will probably be spending...
You don't see color.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
She claims that the walls are two different colors. I look at it, and I see the same color.
Oh,
I asked Lawrence for help over here.
You better go home and see two different colors and get yourself a bucket of paint and paint it over and get that out the way.
So
hire
looks like,
a painter.
But that's so expensive.
Yeah, he's a do-it-yourself.
Yeah, is it just one room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't need to hire a painter.
Is it just
for
one room?
You know, take a little pride.
Take a little
I couldn't one wall
hire a guy for one room.
Like, there was a hole in the wall that we had to patch up and fix. So then on top of that, you have to paint. So did that and painted today. I left thinking it looked great. Not so much the case,
not so
apparently.
Much with your wife.
How yeah. can it be two different colors if you use the same can of paint?
That's what
is
I
the light
keep saying.
Is there a window where it shines a little bit different than
it's in know? The entryway, yeah.
So... Maybe she sees it a different, like maybe a glare point or something like that. I don't know. I don't have
to go over both sides equally. Yeah, or is it one you don't have to double it up?
I did one side, but I didn't like repaint the other. But it had only been painted like a year and a half ago.
The paint underneath it is coming through a little bit. That's what it is.
Okay.
Chef still got the blue tape up, by the way.
I do. Oh, in the picture, it definitely does.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. Paint machine. All right. We had fun. Let's get serious now.
Yeah.
Tanny? What are you going to be watching?
If you say Kannapolis Intimidators, I'm going to reach through the glass.
Okay, I won't say that. It's a two TV night in the Tannehill household tonight. Okay. The Intimidators will be on one of them. they're trying to even up the South Atlantic Championship at one game apiece after a crazy game last night. They lost an extra inning. So, you know, Jake Berger, game tying RBI in the bottom of the eighth. Very exciting stuff. Jameson Fisher, five for five. So, you know, as they say, you know, as we always talk about here on the show, you know, Justin Gershell's boys don't quit. We always talk about that. But I might, after we were talking about Frank Vincent earlier, I might check out one of my favorite Sopranos episode, easily a top fiver, Stage 5. That's episode 2 of the second half of season 6. That's where one of Frank Vincent's greatest performances as Phil Leotardo on that show, where he's kind of fed up, he's had enough. I don't want to give away for, you know, someone who hasn't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
Well, Herb's watching it for one, so I know one person who hasn't seen it. Well. So I'm just for his benefit. Okay. Other than that, you know,
it's
been a decade. So
I want to. It's Gershley.
Oh, Justin Gershley.
It is the son of Mike Gershley, who was the manager of the Rockford Royals when I worked there.
Wow.
Who is, I believe, the Royals' third base coach now. He's the youngest. He's a 26-year-old youngest manager in pro baseball, I believe.
6 degrees of Dan Bernstein,
and I am becoming a better fan. I just learned something.
And if Justin Gershley is anything like his dad, more than that, Mike Gershley is the guy who, when I would be doing the pregame interview in the dugout while sitting on the bench and I had put my tape deck on my knees.
Tape deck.
Would walk over and place the old managerial package on top of the tape deck.
Oh.
And stand there and point at it.
Well, the fact that you can do that.
And try, I mean, all of it. And point, I go,
he was proud of himself.
And try to make, as a player.
No, make them like these anymore.
Exactly. How about this? What do you think of this?
Touches the water when I sit down.
And of course, the player would lose it. And it would just, because especially.
What would you do with your machine?
Wash it. Tape machine,
sack machine.
Yeah, that's more.
There was
than
no such. We didn't have
more than
sanitizer
I wanted to know about
back
the
then. Oh no, but so if he's anything like Papa,
he's not.
That's also the same guy that when Johnny Damon was asked what ethnicity are you, he goes, he's a freaking Mexican.
And now he's going to be Attorney General.
Right, Johnny's like, no, I'm not. I'm not Mexican. I'm Asian. Well, my dad.
You're Mexican.
Right.
Any
then,
brown person.
And then Gershley goes, no, it's baseball. In baseball, you got your black guys, you got your white guys, and everyone else is a freaking Mexican.
Well,
and we're just like, okay, okay, Skip.
Who knew he was spearheading DACA?
Who are the pitchers today?
Wow, right. this has been eye opening. See what you did, Tammy? See what you did?
You just learned
your tomfoolery with your damn Kannapolis.
My guy, tomfoolery. Content machine.
Oh, Lord
have
mercy.
Chuck Woolery, he's different. Also, same
bad hombres.
Same theory about ethnicities, too. This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes. And on the suggestion of Frank from Oak Park, I am going to read in chronological order as fast as I can,
okay,
the names of all the characters played by the late Frank Vincent.
There it is.
And you are going to love this.
And I'm going to ask you for something as well.
Okay, because this is everything you think it's going to be and more.
All right, let's do it next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Friday, listen live to Spiegel and Parkins broadcasting live from the park at Wrigley from 9 to 12:45 before the Cubs take on the Cardinals.
Got a chance, gone!
Stop by the broadcast when the gates open 2 hours before the game and catch the guys doing the show live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion.
Get to JCPenney's 10 days of nonstop new fashion and beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing new deals every day. Friday only, our exclusive Libby Edelman collection has select styles at 50% off. And Saturday only, select Liz Claiborne over-the-knee boots are $49.99. Plus, get 2.5 carat lab-created white sapphire studs for just $10. Hurry, our deals are here today, new tomorrow. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Earrings offer valid through 9/24. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com/new for event details.
It's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
The semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm is back on, meaning your favorite mattresses are on sale. Top name brands on sale. Plus, for right now, you get an additional 10% off.
And what I love about Mattress Firm is their guarantees. They make you feel good about shopping with them. Mattress Firm makes it easy to love your mattress, and they know that everyone's perfect night's sleep is unique and that one size doesn't fit all. That's why they promise that if you don't love your new mattress, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. So you make sure that, all right, this feels right, this feels right. Yeah, you know what? I don't feel right about that. And then you bring it back in within 120 days and you can exchange or return it. That's why Mattress Firm is the best customer service out there, bar none.
Getting a mattress is a big deal because if you're doing it right, you're spending a third of your life asleep on this mattress. And it makes it so much easier when it's a brand new Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress at $454.99, a brand new Hampton and Roads Pillow Top Queen for just $299.99. But right now, two out of three people are choosing the Dream Bed Lux over other leading memory foam mattresses. It's $1,000 less. It's got cooling technology. And right now, check out this deal. $37 a month for 72 months, plus take an additional 10% off. It's interest-free financing for 6 years. All part of the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Save
right now at the Home Depot. Get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or formerlymodern.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So you just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Fight buyers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm not sure yet, you know, but you know what I want you to do? Who's this guy?
I ain't nobody.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We did a brief little memorial for character actor Frank Vincent, who passed away today at the age of 78. But he started his acting career with official IMDb credits in 1976. And the first character, this is the one-off in here. There's a couple here, but the first character he ever played in something called The Death Collector was a character named Bernie Feldscha. Here are all of Frank Vincent's acting credits by the character he is officially listed to have played.
Is he named Frank and everything?
Just ready?
Yeah, just ridiculous names.
Ready?
Okay.
Salvi, Louie, Vinny, mobster dressed in trench coat, first crew chief, mafia thug, Louis Fantucci, Pop Corelli, Charlie, priest, Walter McHeath, Billy Bats, Don Mario Romano,
Billy Bats,
Dominic, Mike Tucci, Joseph F. Zanny Jr., Marty D'Onofrio, John Torrio, Uncle Frank, Sal, Paul Mancini, Earl, Ray DiGiovanni Sr., Frank Marino, arcade owner, Angelo Occipenti, Tony Accardo, Ron, Robert DiBernardo, Captain, Tom Coletti, Ray Tarafino, Nick, President Lazaro, Dom DiBella, Tommy Tomatoes,
no,
Tommy the Bull Vitaglia,
come on,
Frankie DiCiccio, Eddie Torelli, Roger Pete, Johnny Stampato, John Franchetta, Sal, Suicide Man, Aristotle Onassis, Carmine Minetti, Gino, Dino the Rat Ferreira, Marty, Big Sal, Johnny Big, Johnny Merendino, Salvatore Leone, Michael, Frank Santello, Frank Bianco, Danny Santini,
Brian Urlacher,
Joey Big Ears, Frank, Great White Number 3, Alvaro, Salvatore Leone, Uncle Charles, Carlo, Father Bryce, Phil Leotardo, Poker Player Number 1, Lou Marzano, Jimmy the Limo King, Lieutenant Marino, Charlie Trimboli, Gaetano, Bishop Catalano, Jimmy Cavallo, and John Gabagooli.
There it is.
Hail Atlantis.
Oh. Lawrence, what do you got for us tonight, brother?
I'm going to talk about the Cubs and the way this season has gone and if there's any fun to be had in the chase, because I didn't think that it would be like this at this point in the season, but here you are staring down the Brewers and the Cardinals for the division lead. Baseball has been really fun with the craziness that's happened with Cleveland and LA. The Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado series this week has been a lot of fun, and that wild card chase is something to watch. And talk a little bit of Bears, the stuff you guys did with Anthony Herron. It's a little chunk that I want to play back, which I think is important for people to hear. And I'm going to give away a couple of New Era
Bears caps that I got from Sam Acho's event Monday night.
I saw the pictures from that. Looked good. Look, I heard you talking about Mitchell Trubisky getting behind the bar and doing his thing yesterday.
Yeah, he did it. He did a great job, like serving. Like, and he was actually like waiting. Like, he had a tray and all those guys are. I was messing with Quentin Dempsey. I was like, what happened, bro? What happened when you went for that ride kids, with Austin Hooper? What happened, bro?
Before we do our thank yous. Once again, I just tweeted it out just now, and it's pinned at the top of my page as well. The Lupus Walk / Fun Run in Lincoln Park coming up in 12 days from now, and I have been challenged with the task.
Are you running?
Uh-huh. I'm walking with the baby.
Oh,
so,
that's a good call.
I've been challenged with the task of raising $100 a day. Our goal is $1,000, and there's a lot of people on the team, so we're going to mess around and have a good time out there. $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you can spare, we appreciate it. Try to eradicate this awful disease that both my fiance and my sister suffer from, known as lupus. So appreciate you. Thank you so much in advance for the people who have already donated. And if you want to donate, it's on my Facebook page, and it's also pinned at the top of my Twitter handle, at Jason1Goff. Thank you so much in advance.
We thank Ron Darling, Terry Bors, Zach Zaidman, Anthony Heron, and Hub Arkish for joining us
today. The TV interview was great, and I cannot wait for his book to come out.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
It's awesome to hear you guys all talking with each other.
I want to say thank you to our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
Panthers shoot, they score! Ballard comes in for the left side, I believe, and the Panthers now, with 1:10 left here in the second period, have a 3-1 lead. Now go home and get your shine box.
That's for you, Frankie. Our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Sapkowski.
Joey, come on, shut up. Shut up. Mind your business and shut up. You're taking this all wrong, Joey.
I said shut up.
Okay. What's the matter with you?
There's nothing going on here. This is innocent. We're only having a few drinks.
Joey, there's nothing going on over here.
I'm sorry, I'm really good friends. We can straighten this. There's nothing going on.
Oh, man, now you're going to make me go home and watch Frank Vincent movies. And our guy, our audio overlord, our sultan of sound, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Carmine always said the Sopranos are nothing more than a glorified crew. Plain and simple. We decapitate and we do business with whatever's left. They make anybody and everybody over there. And the way that they do it, it's all guys don't get their finger pricked. There's no sword and gun on the table.
Phil.
No, Al. Either it has meaning or no meaning. Five families, and we got this other pygmy thing over in Jersey. There's no scraps in my scrapbook.
Oh, Frank! We're gonna miss you, pal.
I miss that show.
That's awesome. God. All right, for Brian and for Nick and for Chris and for Julie and my man Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Lawrence Holmes coming up next and Cubs baseball after that. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Years inside. Not a peep. For what?
You're a man, Phil. It's ain't a lot nowadays.
Tony Soprano's cousin, I can't even say his name, murdered Billy. And what did I do about it? My weakness. Sometimes I think it's in my DNA. My family took from the Mitigans the minute we got off the boat.
Come on, what are you talking about?
Leotardo. That's my legacy. No more Butchie. No more of this.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, Spiced Apple Cider is back, and so are the fall trends. My family needs new clothes to spice up our fall wardrobe.
Spice up their style with new jeans from Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, starting tomorrow, all jeans from distressed to stretch are on sale from $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Plus, get up to 50% off store-wide.
All jeans on sale and up to 50% off store-wide?
That's right. All your family's favorite jeans are on sale starting tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We can fall for that.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 9/14 and 9/20. Excludes in-store clearance.
Get to JCPenney's 10 Days of Nonstop New Fashion and Beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing new deals every day. Friday only, our exclusive Libby Edelman collection has select styles at 50% off. And Saturday only, select Liz Claiborne over-the-knee boots are $49.99. Plus, get 2.5 carat lab-created white sapphire studs for just $10. Hurry, our deals are here today, new tomorrow. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Earrings offer valid through 9/24. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com/new for event details.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the